My dream is no more clothes or no more textiles are going into a landfill.
Co-author Sabine Weber is a professor of fashion at Seneca College.
And when you see what ends up in the garbage, this is actually really sad. And we had a lot of helpers in the study. Every helper found something in the garbage which they liked so much that they kept it.
The study was done in partnership with the University of Waterloo, where Olaf Weber is the research chair of sustainable finance.
Textile is not a waste category on its own, and so there was really no knowledge about how much we find in the waste. There are some studies in other countries, but nothing on Canada.
Their study found that 1 billion pounds of fabric ends up in the landfills each year in Canada, making up over 4% of the total waste. And there are no regulations, with a few exceptions. Markham's textile recycling program diverted 1.4 million kilograms of clothes from landfill in less than a year.
Many people think we have those companies where you can donate your clothes, and they kind of assume everything is being donated, which is in good condition. But the study clearly shows that this is not the case.
But there is a silver lining.
People are much more conscientious. People are purposefully shopping that way.
Jeanette Blay has been part of what she calls the pre-love clothing movement for 3 decades, and in the past few years started her own secondhand consignment business called Reboot Vintage in Kingston.
What I look for are the natural products and vintage products that have been made and well tailored from many, many years ago, and there's a lot of those out there.
I'm Christine Ross for Zoomer Radio.